Okay, today is Daf Mem. We are in Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, second to wide line on the bottom, Tanan. Tanan. It said, we were in the middle of discussing a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel regarding, according to Rav, According to Rav, the demand has to be 2 ma of kesef. According to Shmuel, that besides what you deny. According to Shmuel, the demand has to be a total of 2 kesef. So, Tanan Hasam, we learned in our Mishnah, kesef yesh li biyadecha, where's the kesef you have of mine? And he says back, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta. I only have a pruta. Putter. That's not a case of modem mitzas. Now, my timer. Why not? Lav mishum, the chasper le taina v'tiyuf to the Shmuel. Isn't it because Shmuel's right? What do you mean Shmuel's right? I asked you for 2 kesef, and you admitted a pruta, which means the total demand.
Total demand is a pruta.
Is less than 2 ma.
Right.
Right? Rav said you need 2 ma. That's why you putter. But according to Shmuel, why you putter?
Right.
Shmuel said it doesn't make a difference. Right? Kasha Shmuel. It's a beferish kasha from our Mishnah, like Shmuel, like Rav. So, Amalacha Shmuel, no. Misha Vart the Shavakatani, you think that that's what was going on there was I asked you for $2 and you admitted the nickel? That's not the case. The case is Dafka Katani, I asked you for silver bars. Silver, I don't know, a pile of silver, whatever it is. Silver, not money, silver. And you admitted the copper. But the fruit is a copper. So therefore, Masha Tanu, what I asked for you didn't admit to, and what you admitted to, I didn't ask for. It's not the same min. I asked for apples and you told me oranges. So therefore, you're putter. It's not a raya about the issue of how much has to be demanded. It's not a raya about that. It has nothing to do with that. Ihachi, if that's what we're talking about, right? What? Then, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. The seifa said, shtei kesef upruta yeshli biyadecha. Right? If I ask you, where's the 2 kesef and the pruta that you owe me? And you only admit to a pruta, chayiv, you're chayiv. Iyamar mishlom shava. If you tell me that you're talking about the actual dollars and cents, right? Dollars, money, mishum hachi chayiv. That makes sense. That you're chayiv. Aliyamar dafka. But if it's dafka, samay chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Mashatanu lo hodolo, mashahodolo lo tanu. What I asked for, you didn't offer, and what I offered, you didn't ask for. Now that's not so true. I asked for silver and copper,
right.
And you admitted to copper.
Yeah.
That's not what I asked for. So the Gemara answers, Midi havi time el Shmuel. The whole kasha down was on Shmuel, right? Hamar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Hamar Shmuel, el Shmuel, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tanu chitin se'orin. I ask you for wheat and barley, for hodulo be'echer mehen, chayiv. I ask you for apples and oranges, and you say, oh, apples. Of course you're chayiv. Of course it's modim mixas. Hachin ha'am istabra. That makes sense. The Kani Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Litra Zav, Yeshli Biyadecha. You owe me a liter of Zav. And I say back, Ein Lecha Biyadi El Litra Kesef. I only owe you a liter of Kesef. That's putter. Why is that putter? Because I asked you for apples and you told me oranges. Right? According to the Mishnah said that. Now, Iyamarta Bishlama Dafka Katani. If it's money, Mishum if it's gold and silver, meaning apples and oranges, then Mishum Hachi Pater. That's why you Pater. Why? I asked you for apples, you told me I owe you oranges. El-Iyam at the Shava, but if it's money, am I Pater? Why are you Pater? I asked you for $100, and you told me no, I only owe you 50. Why am I Pater? Why are you Pater? I asked you for a large amount, and you did a small amount. Why are you Pater? Has to be talking about apples and oranges. Has to be. Right? Lita Duva Havi. It's a lot. Ella, mitaseifa dafka, reishanami dafka. So that 1 second. Now let's flip it back. If the whole Mishnah is dafka, then maybe lematevit yufta derav, that's a kashan rav. That's a kashan rav. Why is it a kashan rav? What?
The wife.
Because we explained what? Because if we're talking about the whole mission is dafka, meaning apples and oranges, not money, then how do you know Rav is right? Rav said the demand has to be tuma, not including what you admit to me. Where do you get that from? Amalach Rav, kula misna shava. No, the whole Mishnah is talking about money. Therefore, I'm right. Why when I asked you for a liter of Zav, and you told me a liter of Kesef, why you putter? According to Rav, that's asking you for $100, and you told me I only need $50. Why you putter? So the Rav has to answer, liter of Zav shiny. Now that's a different case. That's a separate case. Why is it a separate case?
They're not arguing about the same case.
Why is it a separate case? What's a liter of Zav? Why is it different? Because you mentioned a weight. Imagine if I buy $100 from you. So I could say one of two things. I could say, you owe me $100. Or I could say, you owe me 100 pounds of pennies. Which, let's say that equals $100. Why would you say it like that? Why would you say it like that? It's not a normal way to ask for money. Obviously, you weren't talking about money. You were talking about actual coins. Metal, right. Silver, gold. You ask like that, it's a crazy way to ask for it. Just say you owe me money. What's a liter of Zav? Since the Mishnah mentioned that case, right, even Rav would agree, that's not a normal case. That I agree that case is not talking about dollars and cents, because he said a funny word, liter, which is a weight. Right. Every other case is talking about dollars and cents, and therefore I'm right.
They're not arguing with each other.
Who?
They're not. That's the point.
Who's not arguing with each other?
Rav and Shmuel.
No, they are. They have a machlokas.
No,
the machlokas is how much does the demand have to be?
Okay,
from the mission, you can't bring a raya either way.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Right. The mission cannot bring a raya either way. Because Shmuel's going to say the mission is talking about metal, weight, exactly.
And
Rav says it's talking about money.
Right.
Okay, the one case, it was a problem with leader, and Rav said, well, that's a funny case, because who asks for money like that?
Right.
Okay. Good? Teda says Rav, right? I'll prove to you that the rest of the Mishnah is not talking about weight. Only that one case of liter is talking about weight. I'll prove that. Why? The Katani Seifa, it said in the Seifa, Dina Zav Yeshli Biadecha. Where's the $100 you owe me? Right? Ein Lecha Biyadi Ela Dinar Kesef. And the guy answers back, I only owe you a Dinar Kesef, which is a smaller amount of money, not $100. It's $50, whatever it is. Or Trisas, or a smaller amount, or Pundion, or a smaller amount. Upruta, or a smaller amount. Chayev. Yechayev. Why Yechayev? Shakal minna be'achazein. The Mishnah says black and white. Yechayev. Why Yechayev? Because it's just small denominations. I ask you, where's $100 you owe me? You say, what do you mean? I only owe you $5. I only owe you $4. I only owe you $3. That's where all those things are. Smaller numbers. So what's the issue? What's the issue? Of course we're talking about money. I'm not talking about weight. Says Rav, of course I'm right. If you say that it's talking about money, Mishumachin Chayev. Eliya Marta Dafka, if you're talking about weight, am I Chayev? Why Chayev? Right? Why Chayev? Why should you not be Chayev? Because we're apples and oranges.
Right.
It's apples and oranges. I asked you for apples, you told me no, I don't owe you oranges. So I know that you should be Chayev. So that this case we didn't get to yet. Right? So, Amr Belazar, Bishatano, Bedinor Matbeos. The case is that you asked for a certain amount of coins. The kamash malan, the pruta bichlal matbeya isya. That prutas are in those coins. What exactly does that mean?
It's the same category as a dinar.
Right. In other words, it's the same category as a dinar. It's not a different min.
Yeah. Right.
It's not apples and oranges. It's apples and apples. Dekanami, diktani shakal mepeachas. It's all the same coin. Now, even though it's all the same coin, obviously they're different, right? If you, you owe me $1. It's not true, I only owe you 100 pennies. It's the same thing. What if I say I only owe you 75 pennies? It's also the same thing. Doesn't matter what word you use. I say, where's my $1? I say, no, I only owe you 50 cents. That's not a different min. Just because 1 cent and $1 is the same thing. Same thing over here. It's just a small denomination. It's not a different min. It's not an apple and an orange. It's a dollar and a cent. It's within, it's subsumed. Therefore, it's the same thing. So if Shmuel says, well, of course I agree with that. What is this?
It froze in the call. It was there for half an hour.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I
Okay. You got that? So therefore, of course, that case is... That, even Shmuel would agree. That's not a riot to you, Rav. That case is talking about it's the same men. Right? And since those cases are large numbers, it's not a riot about how small the demand has to be. It's not a riot. So therefore, there's no riot from the Mishnah either way. V'Rabbi Elazar Lema, Midasefa Kishmuel Matarets, Reisha Nami Kishmuel Sfirale. Maybe he holds like Shmuel in the Reisha also. So Gemara says, no, lo, Seifka Dafka Tani. Seifa has to be Dafka. The Seifa Dafka Katani. Seifa is talking about Dafka, Shakol Min Mabea Achaz. V'Reisha Kirav O Kishmuel. The Reisha could be Rav or Shmuel. Remember what we said? It could be either weight or it could be cash. Either one could be either one. The Seifa has to be, like, well, both of them agree on the Seifa. It's both talking about money, has to be. Money, right? And it's not a right to either of them because it's more than Tuma. Okay. Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya. Who here is right? Rav or Shmuel? It says, Dinar Zahov, a golden dinar, Zahov li biadecha. That means, Rashi says, look at the Rashi right here. Pirish, Dinar Zahov hainu toveya. I demand a dinar of Zahov, that of mine, that you have. Right, I left it to you, right? And the guy says back, Ein lecha biyadi el dinar kesef. I only have a dinar kesef of yours. Right? So the halacha is, chayev, your chayev a shvua. Says Rashi, Pirish, dinar zahov hainu toveya, that's the demand, v'tayma mishum da'kal min matbeya echad, to a one coin. Meaning, it's just a small denomination. V'havile mimin ha'tayna. And it's the same, it's from the same taina. I ask you for $100. You say, no, you only owe you $50. Right? V'umihu siyata l'ravhu. It's a proof to Rav. How is that? Mide itzrich l'perushe zahav zahuv. Since we have to say that the word zav, zahuv, means it's demanded. Michlal, demasnisen, ditnan, dinar zahav, stama, shavaka amar. The dinar zav had to have been cash. Not like Shmuel said, where it was weight. It had to have been cash. V'sha'akal din matbeah echad katani. And now here we're saying in the Brisa that it's all one coin. In other words, Shmuel explained the Mishnah that when it said that, it meant coin. It meant weight. But you see, it can't mean weight. Because we say zav zahuv, meaning it's money. It's not weight, it's money. So how could that be? U'b'desefa shava, reishanami shava. Since the Sefer is talking about dollars and cents and not weight, the whole thing is talking about dollars and not weight. Therefore, Rav must be right. The demand is too small according to Rav. Rav must be right. So the Gemara answers, Taima, the Amarle, Zahav, Zahuv. That's because it said Zahav, Zahuv. Astama, Shavaka Amarle. But and otherwise, you're talking about money. Meaning, Rav is right. So, Amalei Ravashi, Hachikamar. Kala Amar Dinar Zahav. If anyone asks for a Dinar Zahav, Ka'omer Dinar Zahav Zahav Dami. It's as if he said, Dinar Zahav Zahav. What does that mean? That means, when anyone says a Dinar Zahav, he meant to say that it's cash. Not 100% sure what that means. Minted coins. And therefore it's not weight. So everyone would agree to that. It's not a kasha. It's not a proof that Rav is right. Tani Reb Chiya l'siyua l'Rav. Reb Chiya taught something which is going to support Rav. Remember what Rav said? No? Should I tell you what Rav said again? Rav said that the demand, in order to make a shavua moda b'miksas, the demand... If I say you owe me $100, you say it's actually only $50. So what's left? $50. $50 you agree you owe me. What's left? $50. So what if I ask you, what if I tell you, you owe me a pruta? You say, no, only half a pruta. Is that a shuvah's mode of mixas? No. Why? Because it's too small. It's too small. What's the shear? So Rav said, after you admit to whatever you admit to, there has to be two mul left. That means I have to demand from you a tumah and a pruta. You deny, you admit the fruta, the fruta you admit. Tuma is still demanded, that's a shavua. Shmuel says, no, the whole demand has to be tuma, and you can admit to anything else. Okay? So, that's what the machlokas. So, Tani Rav Chiya siyu la Rav. There was Rav Chiya had a braisa that said Rav was right. Why? It said, Sela li biyadecha, yom yasela, ein lecha biyadi ela sela chaser beiz kesef chayev. No, I only owe you a sela minus two kesef. Then you're chayev. Chaser ma, pater. But if you're less than a ma, then you're pater. Why? Because the demand has to be two kesef. Two ma of kesef. Less than that, no. This seems to be black and white, like Rav. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu el betainas malve vodas love. That's only true if the malve asks for a certain amount, and the love admits a different amount. Aval, tainas malve. But if the malve asks for a certain amount, vodas aid echad, and there's one aid that was there at the time, you didn't lend him two ma, you lent him only a pruta. What are you doing? Right, he gives a different amount. Afilu lo tanu ela pruta chayiv. Then even if you only demand a pruta, you are chayiv. Why? In other words, the machloket between Rav and Shmuel about how much the demand has to be only applies between the two parties. If there's one aid, there's two aid, there's a shaila. If there's one aid, then the minimums go away. And even on a prut, you have to swear. What's the reason for that? So, my time, what's the reason to that?
Because of Modu Mixus.
So what?
So that's why you have to
swear. So why does the shear change? It's still Modu Mixus with one aid. Why does the shear change? The shear change because the Pasuk says so. The Tziv, it says, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'chal Avon U'L'chal Chatas. You can't have one aid for any sin and for any Chatas. For any Aver, you can't have one aid. Well, guy walks in, I saw, what's his name, it was Machal Shabbos, one aid. That doesn't count. You throw the guy out, it's Lashon Hara. That's all that is. However, when it comes to money, it's not so true. Right? For an avon, for a sin, for a chatas, we don't allow one aid to come. But for a shvua, let him come in. So in Reuven says to Shimon, where's the money you owe me? And one aid says, he only owes you a tiny amount. Everything else is paid back. And it's not the same tumah, whatever. Still have to make a shvua. V'tanya, whenever two Eidim would be Mechayev you money. Right? Two Eidim say that. So Reuven gives Shimon $100. If two Eidim say that, take it to the bank. So whenever two Eidim will establish something, one Eid can make a Shavua. So if two Eidim come and say, Reuven owes Shimon a Pruta, which is a very small amount, doesn't he have to pay a Pruta?
Yeah.
So if two Eidim come and say, no, he's Moda on the Pruta, and all that's left is another Pruta. That would not be Modu Mixus without 1 8. With 1 8, it becomes a Shavua. Very good.
Is there Shayach the Shavua Modu Mixus by 2 Eidim
or
not? 2 Eidim say he's
on. No, how could it be?
That's it.
That's it. 2 Eidim is 2 Eidim. No Shavua by 2 Eidim. Not only that, you can't even deny it. So 2 Eidim come and tell you, the guy was Bechal Shabbos. No, I wasn't. What do you mean? No, you bring 2 Eidim and say you weren't. You can deny it from today till tomorrow. It makes no difference. Okay, good? Okay, I think the daf is a little easier now. V'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Tanu chitin. I ask you for wheat. V'se'orin. And barley. V'hodolo be'echad mehen. And you admit to one of them. I ask you for apples and oranges. You say, oh, oranges I owe you. Not the apples. Oranges I tak owe you. So chayev. You chayev a shavua. Why not? Right? Amalor of Yitzchak. Yasher. That's right. That's right. The chayin amar of Yochanan. That's right. 100%. Michlal, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan went out of his way to say, I agree with that, is Michlal, the Palagalei Rish Lakish. The Rish Lakish argued on that. That's a funny thing to argue on, because it sounds so right. So, Ikadi Amri, no. Rish Lakish didn't argue. Misha HaVishasi Lei, Vishayi Lei, Vishasik Lei. He was just waiting for Rabbi Yochanan to finish, and then he was going to say, I also think that's right. He didn't have a chance to talk yet. Ikadi Amri, others say, Mishta HaYashasi Lei, Vishasik Lei. He was drinking something at the time. So he was drinking something. When I finish my drink, then I'm going to say, I'm right, I agree. Doesn't mean, don't jump to conclusions. Oh, Rish Lakish argues. He doesn't argue at all. He totally agrees with it.
Even those apples and oranges.
It's not apples and oranges. I say to you, where's the apples and oranges you owe me?
It's
And you say, oh, you apples. So swear on the oranges. Why is that not more than a mitzvah?
It's fruit.
It's fruit, right? So, lema misayle. Let's try to bring a raya that that's right. Right? It said in our Mishnah. It said, what did it say in our Mishnah? Tanu chitin. I ask you, where's the wheat? Fahodolo bisorin. And you admit to barley. Putter. You putter. Rabbi Gamil amachayev. Rabbi Gamil, that's chayev also. Right? That's chayev also. That's already a funny shita. That's chayev. Now, time of the tano chitin, fahodolo saorin. Why you putter? Because I asked for apples and you told me oranges. Ha, chitin visaorin. What if it would be wheat and barley? Vahodolo be'echer behem. Chayev. You'd be chayev. What is that? That's what Shmuel just said. Right? They didn't say that in the Mishnah. It's an inference. It's an inference. Right? What's the inference? I asked you for wheat, and you said no barley, potter. The inference is, but I asked you for wheat and barley, and you admitted to one, you chayev shvua. That's the inference. So the Gemara says, lo, that's a bad inference. Why? Hu adin, dafilu chitin v'sa'orin, nami potter. If I asked you for wheat and barley, and you admit to wheat, you'd also be potter. Why you'd be potter? Because it's not the same, I don't know why you'd be potter really. Not the same taina.
At a minimum.
I know. Now, v'hai de kemifli b'chitin, so why did the Mishnah say that? It's a much bigger chiddush. If that's potter, then for sure if I ask you for wheat and you tell me barley, it's potter. So why did the Mishnah give a case of wheat and barley? It should have said wheat and barley and he answers back barley. Why did the Mishnah give such an easy case? Look, the answer is, la'odicha kocho de Rabbi Gamliel. I'll tell you that even in that case, Rabbi Gamliel says yichayev, which you don't know why he said that. Right, I asked you for wheat, you say barley, he says yichayev. How's that mode of mitzvahs? Because you admit you owe something to the guy. That must be the reason.
Why is chitin so different than apples and oranges?
It's not the same thing.
No, we're saying it's different. You're saying apples and oranges, if you say apples...
If I ask you, where's the apples you owe me?
No.
And you say, I only owe you oranges.
That's different. Say, apples and
oranges. Potter. Rabbi Gamliel says yichayev. Why yichayev, according to Rabbi Gamliel? Because you admit you owe me something.
Right.
You admit something. I owe him some money. I owe him something. Right? Now, what he said, I owe him something else. So, Rabbi Gamliel says yichayev. Now,
he's modifying everything.
What? Right. Now, what if I ask you, where's the apples and the oranges? And you say, no, I only owe you apples.
Yichayev.
What?
Yichayev.
Shmuel said yichayev. The Mishnah is not a raya yichayev. The Mishnah is not a raya. It's not a raya. It could be you are, but it's not a raya that you are. The Mishnah, we tried to bring an inference from the Mishnah, so it's a false inference.
Everyone says yichayev in that case with apples and oranges. No.
Toshma, our Mishnah is the following. Kalim v'karka. Tanu kalim v'karka. I ask you for the kalim and the karka. I say, where's the land and where's the tractor on the land? Kalim and karka. Both, I ask you for both. And hoda b'kalim, the kafir b'karkos. You say, now the tractor is yours. The land's not yours. Right? Or b'karkos, the kafir b'kalim. Or I admit to the karka, but I deny the kalim part. So potter, it's potter. All that's potter.
Can we say the
potter doesn't have that? Well, you get to it. Now, karkos, if I admit partial land, also potter. Why? No shavuos on land. Mixas kelim, chayiv. Partial kelim on chayiv. Why? Mother mixas. Now, taima, the whole reason why you're potter is the kelim v'karkos. It's because it's kelim and karka is the issue. The karka la bashvui. You can't swear on karka. Ha, kelim v'kelim. What if it would have been kelim and kelim? Right? What if it would have been kelim and kelim? Dum yud the kelim v'karkos. Like kelim and karka. In other words, I ask you, where's my tractor? And where's the alarm for the tractor? Where's the lock for the tractor? Two different things. And you admit one, and you deny the other. You should be chayiv. The only reason why you put her in the Mishnah is because it was karka. Karka is not shavuos. But it's kelim and kelim. You should be chayiv. So it's a riot that Shmuel's right. Our Mishnah is a riot of that. Again, hu adin, tafilu kelim v'kelim, nami putter. Gesundheit. Maybe there's no riot. Even kelim and kelim, you'd be putter. I ask you, where's my tractor and where's the lock for the tractor? Oh, so the lock you lend me, the tractor you never. I'd also be putter. Why? So then if that's true, v'hadik tani, kelim v'karkos, why did the Mishnah mention kelim and karka, which is so obvious you're putter because karka is no psvua? It's kamar shalon, t'chihod demitzas kelim, chayiv afal karkos. That if you admitted partially, if you made a shvua on the kelim, you also will throw you a shvua on the karka.
But he said he's putting his potter. So we do that.
We do that. You ikar din your potter. But if you're going to swear on the kalim, it will also make you swear on the karka also. What's that called?
I don't know.
Gilgul shvua. Once you're swearing, we'll swear on anything. Right?
Even though there's no shvuas on karka, here it's different.
Because you're really making a shvua on the kalim. Right. Once you're making a shvua on the kalim, Bezdin will say, make a shvua on the karka also. Because you're already swearing anyway. We will never make a lechachila shvua on karka. That we don't do. But you're swearing anyway on the kalim. So if we're swearing anyway on the kalim, we're throwing the karka also.
So we're throwing another thing in.
I say to you, where's my karka that you owe me? And where's my four kalim?
Right.
And you say back, oh, I only have two kalim. Right. Okay, swear in the other two. Now, make you swear in that, swear in the karka also that you denied.
So the was triggered from the kalim.
So
exactly.
Because it says here, Toshma, Tanu kalim the karkois, Oida be kalim the karkois, Potter.
Right, keep reading.
Oida be mitzas karkois, Potter, mitzas kalim kai.
Right.
No. Keep going. Right, so the Mishnah went on. They didn't quote it. The Mishnah went on. The Mishnah said that if you're Modeh, partial Kalim, Yechayev just on the Kalim.
Right.
Right, I asked you for Karka and four Kalim. And you admit two Kalim. So you swear on the Kalim.
Right.
Once we're making you swear on the Kalim, we're making you swear on the Karka also. So Marcel's right. That first line of the Mishnah now becomes irrelevant. Hodeh b'miksas, no. There's two cases. I ask you, where's my tractor, where's my land? And you say, I only owe you a tractor. Or, I only owe you land. Putter. All cases putter. Why? Because karka's involved. But if I say to you, where's my karka? And also, where's the four cups I gave you for Pesach? You have four cups of wine. Where's those four cups I lent you? You say, no, you only lent me two.
Well,
then you have to swear on the kalim. Once you're swearing on that, you'll swear on the karka also. Exactly. Right. Exactly. That's what's going on. You see what's going on?
Yeah.
Now, what's that halacha called? It's called Gilgul Shvua, right? So that's what this Mishnah is telling me. The whole Chiddush now is Gilgul Shvua.
Yeah.
Right? Now this is where it says. Hakamash, my Kamash, Dokakin. Zokakin means Gilgul Shvua. That if you swear on one thing, we'll throw another thing. That's old news. Tanin, that's old news. Zokakin es nechasim sheishla machrayas, we shav aleihem. We could throw in nechasim that have achrayis. You have to swear on karka also. What's the big chiddush? So the Gemara answers, where is that Mishnah? Where is that story about Zogakin? It's in Kedushin. Kedushin is about marrying women. So, Iker. Here is the Iker source of that idea. Hahi, agav garanatba. That brought in for some side reason. Right? Half of Kedushin is not about Kedushin. Right? Why? Because Kedushin is a Kenyan, so the Gemara there goes off on tangents for 30 blot about Kenyanim. The real liquor is here. That's just a tangent. Okay. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Not so hard today.
No.
Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar V'yochanan. Tanu Chitin V'Sorin. If you ask for wheat and barley, putter. You putter. Didn't we have like about 20 lines ago? For Amar of Yitzchak, Yasher, that's right. For Chenam of Yochanan, and Yochanan says also right. And then we said Rosh Lachash also said it was right, but he was just waiting for Yochanan to finish. Everyone said it's right. How can now we say it's wrong? So Gemara answers, Amaroi Nino Libadur Yochanan. It's a machlokas that Yochanan said. Someone said Yochanan was right, and here he said he's wrong. Okay? Now, Toshma, it learns in the Mishnah, Tanu Chitin, I say to you, where's the wheat? Fahodalo b'se'orin, and you admit to barley, potter, your potter, why? It's apples and oranges. Rabbi Gamliel, mechayev. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, you're chayev on that. Why you chayev on that? Because for some reason, that's considered the same min. Why? I guess because he owes you money. He admits something, right? Taima, the reason is, Tano chitin, I asked for wheat, for hodelo b'saorin, and you responded barley. Hot chitin v'saorin. What if I asked you for chitin and saorin? V'hodelo be'echad mayhem, then chayiv. You'd be chayiv.
Somebody mixes.
Exactly. No,
That's got to be a way to make this.
On Amud Aleph, we said that Shmuel said, when I ask you for wheat and barley, and you admit to one of those, you're chayev.
Right. But
now he said, this Reb Chiya said...
now he's admitting to half of one of the things.
So Reb Chiya Bar Abba said you're putter.
Okay.
But isn't this inference show you're chayev? It's the same inference we had on Amud Aleph. Exact same inference. Same inference. You're chayev. Why are you chayev? I asked you for wheat, and you tell me barley, then you're putter. But if I ask you for wheat and barley, and you admit to one, you're chayev.
But he was not saying admit to one, he says admit to half of one.
It means one. Hachidin v'sa'orin, I ask you for wheat and barley, v'hodolo b'sa'achad me'an, and you admit to one of them, meaning wheat or barley, chayev, he'd be chayev.
Okay.
What?
That's the inference.
Before we rejected that inference, we're going to reject it now for the same reason. No, who had the end? Afilu chidim is already nami putter. No, you'd be putter that also. Vahai diktani hachi. Then why did it say wheat and barley? Only one item. I owe you. I ask you for wheat, and you admit to barley. Lodiacha kochod Rabbi Gamliel to tell you how machmir Rabbi Gamliel is that even on wheat, and I ask you for wheat, and you tell me barley also chayiv.
Wait a second. Where does it say that you can admit to one of them is putter?
It's an inference. If I ask you for wheat, and you admit to barley, then said the Mishnah, everyone says you're putter.
Except for Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah. So doesn't that infer that I ask you for wheat and barley, and you admit to one of them, you're chayev?
Yeah.
Right? So you see, you're chayev. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. It's no inference. It's not a valid inference. Really, you'd be putter. So if you're putter on that case...
But really, you wouldn't be putter. You said the Mishnah, right?
No, the mission didn't say that. The mission only, no. It's an inference.
This would be the same case as you said, I'll use you owe me silver and gold. No, I only owe you silver. You wouldn't owe anything. You're putter.
You're putter from a Shavua.
But you say right. You're gold. Right. You say I owe you gold. Now you're putter.
No. Yeah.
You're putter from a Shavua. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a valid inference. So if it's not a valid inference, why did the mission mention that case? Such a bigger Chiddush. It's a much bigger Chiddush. Even when I ask you for two items and you admit to one item, it's still putter? Mention that case. No, we didn't mention that case because why did I tell you that Rabbi Gamliel is so crazy that even if, I ask you for wheat, not crazy, I ask you for wheat, you admit to barley, you're chayiv on that. So unique. That's why we mentioned that case. Ein echanami, the case of two and one is a much bigger chiddush. But then we wouldn't know Rabbi Gamliel's did. Okay? Now we got the exact same question before. Toshma, tanu kelim v'karkos. I ask you for kelim and karka. V'hod be kelim v'pata b'karka. You admit to the kelim, but you deny the karka. Or bekarka the kafir bekalim. You admit to the karka, you deny the kalim, putter. You're putter. Why are you putter? Why are you putter? No shuan karka.
Right?
No shuan karka. Hod de bemixas karka. What if I asked you for two pieces of land and you admitted to one? Also putter. Why are you putter?
Same reason.
Bemixas kalim chayiv. But if I ask you for four kalim and you admit to two of them, you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Because it's metalkalin. Right? Now, time of the kalim and karka, the reason why kalim and karka you're putter is the karka lav bashvuhu. Karka is not a shvuah. Right? Ha kalim and kalim, dumi the kalim and karka, chayiv. But if it would be kalim and kalim, without karka, you'd be chayiv. So what do you see? That means if I ask you, where's the becher I lent you, and where's the iPad I lent you? Two separate things from left field. And you say, no, the becher, yeah. The iPad, you never gave me. It's two different kalim from left field. You admit one, you deny the other, you'd be chayiv. I ask you, where's the apples and oranges? You say, no, apples not. Oranges, yeah. Should also be chayiv. Valid inference. Right? Says the Gemara, same answer. No. Hu adin, dafilu kelim v'kelim nami putter. Even if kelim and kelim, you'd be putter. Even if he asked you for two items from left field, the cup and the iPad, you'd be putter. So then why didn't the Mishnah mention that? Such a bigger chit. Hakamash malan, dahaude b'mixas kelim chayiv achal karkos. No. That if you admit to partial kelim, and then we're going to make you chayiv on the karka also. As what reason? Because once you're making a shua on one thing, you can swear on karka also. You're making a shua anyway. Might as well make a shua on karka also. Exactly. We said it exactly. My Kamashmal and Zokagin was the Chiddush. That we could do such a thing. It's old news. Tanya, Zokagin said, Chasim Sheshul Machrayis, Lishav Alein. You could do that? No. Ha Iker Hahi, Agav Gara, Naspa. This is the main source over there in Kedushin that was just brought in as a tangent. Okay?
What does Zokagin mean?
Means that once I make you swear on Kalim, I could throw in Karka also. Zokagin means to throw in, to include. Listen to this question. Eisvei Ravavar Bar Mamal Ravchia Bar Abba. Tonu Shor, where's the ox? Fahodulo Beseh. And you said, I don't know, you were an ox, oh, you were a sheep. Oseh, Fahodulo Beshar. Putter. Why a putter? It's a different item. Tano Beshar Veseh. I ask you for both. Fahodulo Be'echad Mehen. Chayev. You're Chayev. What do you see? Ravchia is wrong. You're Chayev. Right? So Amalei, Hamani, Rabbi Gamliel, he. Now that's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel held, even if I ask you for one item, you can do another item, b'chayiv. Right? E Rabbi Gamliel, afilu Reisha Nami. Then in the Reisha also, you should be chayiv. Right? What about Reisha? The Reisha was, when he asked you for a shor, and you told me a set, you should be chayiv. Ela Hamani, Admon, who. No, that's the registered Reisha is Admon. Who's Admon? What's Admon? He was in the Mishnah, by the way. What did he say in the Mishnah? So Rashi says on top, Admon hu, the boy hodov min ataina. Now the admission has to be from the same thing. Miu hechad de tanu shnayim for hodulo echad behem chayiv. But if I ask for two and you admit to one, Admon says you're chayiv.
So Rabbi Gamliel, is he doing it like materials? In other words, shar is set, but he would not agree with a shar and
an iPad.
Yeah, an iPad.
I don't know because you could say.
Right,
wheat and barley. Right, or you could say, well, he admits he owes you money. If you ask me, where's the shor? You say, what shor? You gave me an iPad. So iPad's worth money. Right, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. And by the way, he wasn't just pushing you off telling you it's Admon. Ella, Talmud Aruchu, Bepiv Shor B'Yochanan. I heard B'Yochanan say that he holds like Admon, and Ha-Mani, Admoni, it's Admon. Admon was in the Mishnah. That and he's held that if he asks you for two and you admit one, you're chayiv. Listen to this. Amar of An and Amar Shmuel. Tanu chitin. I say to you, where's the wheat? And really, you owe me wheat and barley. And I'm going to say, where's the wheat? And before I have a chance to say, and the barley, you admit to the barley.
I have barley.
And therefore, you're potter. Because it's a different taina. If I would have said two, and you admit to one of those, then you're chayev, according to Admon. But I didn't have a chance to say it, because you quickly answered back, no, I don't owe you any barley. I didn't ask for barley yet. I didn't finish my sentence.
Why do you know that? Who's
with this? So, Tanu Chitin, V'kadam V'hodolo B'sorin. And before I have a chance to finish my sentence, you jump, oh, I don't owe you any barley. I didn't ask for barley yet. That was my next thing I was going to ask for. Im Kimarim Chayev, if we see it's a trick, then you're chayev. Im kim is chavein putter. If it's not a trick, then you're putter.
What do you mean?
If it was clear that I said, where's the wheat and the, I don't owe you any barley. If you said that so that I couldn't say the word barley yet, and therefore I asked you for wheat and you admitted to barley, you're putter. If you did like that, then obviously you're chayiv. If it was legit, then you're putter. How do you know that? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, it's a he says she. I mean, let's say
wheat is mine.
Amar of Anan Amar Shmuel. Next. Tanu Shte Machtin. I ask you for two needles. Fahodul Abachas Mehen. And you admit to one of them? Chayev. You're Chayev. Lefikach. Yatsu Kalim. Lamashahain. Kalim is Kalim. I mean, needles very cheap item. Doesn't make a difference. I ask you for two Kalim. You have to admit it to one. You're Chayev. Amar of Papa. Tanu Kalim Upruta. I ask you for Kalim at a Pruta. Fahodul Bekalim. For Kafar Bepruta. Putter. You putter. Why? Because the only demand left is a pruta. By Kalim, we didn't give him a monetary amount. A needle worth a nickel, a penny. We don't care. Two Kalim, one Kalim, Yechayev. When it comes to money, not so true. I ask you for Kalim and money, and you admit to the Kalim. The only thing left is a pruta. There's no shvuah on a pruta.
No, but it's two different Kalim, of course, and still not be Chayev. Two different Kalim.
Correct. Well, that's a machlokas. Admon, it's a machlokas.
I don't need my Audi, and no, I have only a Kia.
Right. According to Rav Gamliel, yes. Hoder pruta, if I admit on the pruta for kafir b'kalim, chayiv. And chada kirav, chada kishmuel. One's like Rav, one's like Shmuel. Chadik Rav, Damar Kfiras Tainas Shtei Kesef. The Tain has to be two Kesef. Chadik Shmuel, Delo Tanu Chitim, Fesorin, Fodel Vachas Mehen, Chayev. Okay, Shmuel says it doesn't make a difference. So now, next. Mana Libi Adecha, you have the money you owe me. And he answers back, Ein Lecha Biyadi Klum. I don't owe you anything. Ein Lecha Biyadi. I don't owe you anything. Got enough? I don't owe you anything. Potter, you are Potter. Rav Nachman, Umashvi'in also Shavuos Heses. The Rabbana made up a rule, a new thing. I ask you, where's the $100 you owe me? $100 you owe me. I don't owe you $100. Get away from me. I'm chayav. I can't make a shuvah mode mitzvah. I'm not mode anything.
Right.
A new shuvah. Shuvah heses. What's that? It's a Rabbanan shuvah. Where'd that come from? My timer. Because chazaka. Now you can quibble with this chazaka, but the Gemara says chazaka. Ain adam toveya el imkinesh lo alav. Nobody will walk over to a total stranger and say, "Where's the money you owe me?" Nobody will do that. Is that true? This is a chazaka. You're not going to walk over to a total stranger. Where's the money you owe me? What are you talking about? Nobody would do that. It's a chazaka. Nobody would do that. Adarabba. Just opposite. Chazaka. Ain adam may is part of Nei Balchovo. Just opposite. Nobody will deny. What if you do owe the money? Where's the money you owe me? I don't owe you any money. Nobody's the chazaka. Nobody's going to do that. So why does he do that? Because he's embarrassed. He doesn't have the money. So what does he say? I don't know. He never lent me any money. Of course he did. Of course he knows. It's just a delay tactic, right? Savar ad haveli apranalach. When I have the money, I'll pay him back. Of course. Teda damavidi bar avin amar v'chista hakofre b'bilve kosher le'edus. If you deny a loan, you kosher le'edus. Why? Because the only reason why you denied it was because you're embarrassed. You don't have the money. You're really kosher. You're a good person. You're just denying it because you don't have the money. However, the pikadon, pasalaitis. If you deny a pikadon, I asked you to watch something, I don't know. Then of course you're pasalaitis. You're a thief. Right? You're pasalaitis. So what do you see? So Rav Nachman made a shvua to ensure that that's really what's going on. You're really just embarrassed? So swear. Swear you owe the money. You'll pay when you have it. But at least swear. That's why it's a shvua.
Now you mow the bakon, you
potter.
Suddenly they come up with a new thing.
A shavua derabanan. You ever heard of something called muksa, for example? Minat Torah, there's no such thing as muksa. All of a sudden, everybody's made a new thing. Yes, that happened to the whole Torah, is like that.
So that means everybody swears.
Right, so I would imagine, I don't know, I would imagine a shavua derabanan is not as severe as a shavua deraisa. I would imagine so. It has to be like that. No Durban is as severe as the Duraisa, right?
But they don't explain what the rules are.
Right.
The same procedures, right?
Right.
The rules of Torah,
right, exactly. All right, so we're going to stop here, Rabbi Chaviva. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
The last cycle is that I didn't understand Shvat Hesses. Something changes.